Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. A man carrying a loaded gun and impersonating a police officer was arrested Thursday during an anti-ICE protest in the Loop. That's according to Chicago police. The Sun-Times reports the 21-year-old was wearing a t-shirt and backpack with the word police on it. According to Chicago police and sources, the man was asked for his credentials before he was arrested. He allegedly told police he didn't need a concealed carry license because he's a peace officer. Charges are pending. Hundreds of people marched in downtown Chicago this week as demonstrations continue across the country in protest of the Trump administration's immigration policies. And tomorrow, No Kings demonstrations are scheduled across the country to coincide with President Trump's planned military parade in Washington, D.C. In Chicago, Indivisible Chicago and ACLU of Illinois planned a No Kings Day rally and march at Daley Plaza starting at noon. Kathy Thorlin is with Indivisible Chicago.
Our rally today is an opportunity to say no. We are not a country with a king. We are not a country where cruelty and chaos should reign. We are not a country where we abandon people's needs to reduce taxes for billionaires. And that's what No Kings is about.
Earlier this week, hundreds of demonstrations marched through Chicago's Loop protesting federal immigration enforcement raids. The Trump administration says immigration raids and deportations will continue. Chicago is reporting its first West Nile virus positive mosquitoes this season. Chicago Department of Public Health officials say no human cases have been reported. They recommend using insect repellent, wearing long sleeves at dusk, and removing standing water to stay safe. Most people infected don't get sick, but severe illness is possible. The former Signature Room restaurant will be turned into one of the world's few multi-level observation decks. 360 Chicago says it's going to add a three-story staircase through the 94th to 96th floors so guests can experience even more of the city's view. The Sun-Times reports construction will take 18 to 24 months. A celebration of Pope Leo's election will take place at Wright Field on the South Side Saturday. Pope Leo hails from the Chicago area. He's also a White Sox fan and will be addressing the crowd at his team's stadium through a video message. Cardinal Blaise Cupich will be there in person and he'll share a homily during Mass. Catholics and people of other faith traditions are invited to the event, which will also feature celebratory prayer music. The program starts at 2:30, followed by Mass at 4 p.m. Tickets are available online and are $5 each. For those of you following the sentencing of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan at the federal courthouse in Chicago today, tune in to 91.5 or log on to WBEZ.org for the latest. You're listening to The Rundown. Approximately 10% of babies nationwide are born prematurely, and some families end up in the neonatal intensive care unit, or NICU. But as complications and emergencies arise during birth, for the non-birthing parent, there isn't much support. WBEZ's Araceli Gomez-Saldana reports on a local dads group that is hoping to change the misconception about what dads want and need during the birth process.
Bo Wheeler and his wife Ross spent 118 days in the NICU as they became parents for the first time. He's a pilot and he's used to handling emergency situations, but on December 11, 2023, he and his wife were headed to Northwestern Medicine Prentice Women's Hospital 12 weeks before their due date. Mom was in a lot of pain, and doctors tried to delay labor to give their twin babies more time to develop their lungs, but things didn't go as planned. Wheeler describes the birth of their twins Max and Vivi as watching the worst movie he's ever watched unfolding right before his eyes.
You're in this crazy situation that you use as like a car crash. You know, you didn't expect to be here. You didn't wake up thinking that this was going to happen this morning, and now you're thrust into it.
The twin babies were born at 28 weeks after an emergency C-section. Doctors were worried about Mom because she had preeclampsia, and they needed to get her blood pressure under control. Max came first, weighing about 2 pounds, then his sister Vivi, weighing 2 pounds, 4 ounces. Wheeler was left worrying about both his wife and twins as they were whisked away for treatment.
everyone you know and love is in a very, very precarious situation, and it's on you to kind of keep it together, and you don't have anyone to share that with because they're all in much worse state, so you can't complain at that point, right?
Dr. Craig Garfield is a professor of pediatrics at Northwestern University and attending physician at Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago. He says a lot of dads or non-birthing parents feel that way. Dads often say they aren't the ones who are delivering a baby, so what do they have to complain about? That's why 6 years ago, he started a Dad's NICU support group. Garfield and his team want the dads to feel supported and equipped with resources to take care of their baby, but also take care of themselves. Garfield says healthcare professionals need to do a better job of engaging and supporting dads because that will help improve overall family outcomes.
I'd say, you know, some of the most heartbreaking cases are where mom is in the intensive care unit and baby's in the intensive care unit and dad is going back and forth between the two places. And we rarely step back to say, how are you doing, dad? Just to listen, not even to give a solution.
Garfield says in his studies, he's found that when parents head back home, the mom's stress level lowers, but often the dad's stress level stays the same or elevates post-discharge.
That's probably because they're in the NICU. Everything is kind of a status quo. You've got professionals taking care of your baby. But then when you go home, dads are actually trying to take care of mom, trying to help with baby, and also trying to take care of themselves and back at work. So the stress actually increases.
Dads who enter the support group while their babies are in the NICU can stay with the group as alum dads. That's what Wheeler decided to do. He says every time he tells his story, he can pick out the good parts and relive all the bad parts that really hurt, but it feels somewhat lighter every time he talks about it.
I felt like the joy of having kids was stolen from me. I came into trauma and scary, and everything was awful for a very, very long time. And then we never got the chance to like celebrate that we had a kid. So I would suggest the day you know you're going to be released and they pass the car seat test and all that, and you're like, go out. Celebrate the fact that you guys are parents.
He says things are better now despite the challenges. Max has shown remarkable progress, and the family's adjusting to life post-NICU. Now Wheeler is looking forward to celebrating future milestones, and he says this year he's going to celebrate a more calm Father's Day. Araceli Gomez-Saldana, WBEC News.
Weather for today, cloudy, scattered rain showers, steady temperatures around 70. Tonight, clouds with more showers on and off, low near 64. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, afternoon sun, high near 78. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.